When Delaware's cannabis retail stores open sometime next year, the dispensaries will have a chance to offer deli-style shopping. WHYY's Chris Barish explains what this means and how advocates for users made it happen.
When you buy lunch meat from the grocery store, you usually have two options. Visit the deli and get your turkey sliced to your desired weight and thickness, or grab some that's already packaged. That's what Delaware advocates for marijuana users want. The ability to smell and inspect the buds, rather than just getting something in a labeled, resealable plastic pouch.
Consumers know what they're getting, and they can see the entire product before they purchase it. So it really cuts down on the demand for returns, which is not really a common proprietary industry practice. No one wants to be sold a product that they didn't get to see before they purchased.
That's Zoe Patchell of the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network. Her nonprofit argued for deli-style sales after the state proposed regulations that only allowed for the sale of prepackaged weed. The state's marijuana commissioner, Rob Koop, found their presentation convincing. He's agreed to let retailers seek a variance as long as they can prove they'll take strong steps to keep the weed safe from contaminants and maintain its quality.
We want to make sure that the consumer's aware if it's being sold that way, are there any additional risks as far as the quality, as far as bacteria getting into that jar or getting into their marijuana that we're not going to be able to control like we can in the prepackaged world.
That's fine with Patchell, who has shopped for weed that's kept in sealed mason jars in states such as Oregon and Colorado.
It's just the same reason why people buy fresh vegetables over pre-canned vegetables. Whatever cannabis is put in prepackaged typically is less fresh. The product is more dry.
Delaware neighbors New Jersey and Maryland do not allow deli-style sales in their recreational weed dispensaries. Pennsylvania has not legalized marijuana. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.